On July 26, 1951, the tranquil calm of a blistering hot Bradford afternoon was shattered by gunfire. A scene right out of a gangster flick played out on the streets as heavily armed bank robbers traded fire with a lone, outgunned lawman. Const. Reginald Wilson, an Ontario provincial police officer assigned to Bradford, happened to be walking on the north side of Holland Street in downtown Bradford just before 2 p.m. that day when his suspicions were aroused by the behavior of two men who were standing near the CIBC, now Captain George's Fish and Chips. Both were wearing bulging jackets despite the oppressive heat. His interest was further aroused when, as he drew near, they turned away to face a store window until he had passed. It was clear to Wilson they didn't want their faces seen. "If those fellows go into the bank, I'm going for my gun," Wilson later told reporters he decided at that moment. Turning, he noticed that they had indeed gone into the bank. He also noticed the blinds had been closed. Just then, a black car pulled around the corner and stopped in front of the bank. Now Wilson knew something was wrong. He went for his gun, which was kept in his apartment located, ironically enough, directly above the bank. Wilson returned to the street with gun in hand just as the bandits were climbing into the getaway car. The constable fired twice, hitting the windshield both times. One of the bandits returned fire, but, apparently believing the shots were fired by bank staff, shot through the bank's front door. "I fired another shot," reported Wilson, "and this time, they spotted me. One fired back at me, and I backed into my doorway. As I did so, two or three shots were fired back at me. One of the bullets hit the wall a few inches from his elbow." Wilson was heavily outgunned. Not only were there three gunmen returning fire, but prior to the robbery, the gangsters had robbed the armory at Camp Borden, making off with submachine guns and automatic rifles. The robber in the passenger seat leaned out the window, shooting wildly but laying down a stream of gunfire. Wilson got off two more shots at the car before being forced to drop to the ground by the hail of bullets. As the gangsters sped away, Wilson jumped to his feet, raced to his car, and gave chase. It was to be a short-lived pursuit, however. Slowed by a withering stream of bullets as the fleeing desperados blazed away, Wilson steadily lost ground. Soon, the robbers disappeared out of sight. They had made a clean getaway with more than $4,000 in loot. Only much later was the identity of the robbers revealed: Frank Watson, Lenny Jackson, a one-time hairdresser with a false leg, and Steve Suchin. The latter two would later earn fame as members of the Boyd Gang, and gained further notoriety when they were executed in December 1952 for the murder of police detective Eddie Tong. Wilson was rightly hailed for his bravery.